Geraldo.
All right, Dave, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dave?
What's going on?
Hey, we got the guy from Off the Waffle here on the air. His name is Dave. Dave, do you mind if I give you your last name?
My last name is Orion, Dave Orion.
Dave Orion, and you're one of the geniuses behind Off the Waffle, that great waffle shop that everybody's talking about down on. Where are you guys again?
We're just south of 7th and Van Buren.
Yeah, and love is blueberry and goat cheese waffles. But what is your specialty this week? Which kind of waffle are you guys serving up for special?
This week we're going to do, this upcoming week, we're going to do, starting Thursday, we're going to do a Nibtella. If anybody hasn't heard of the store, Nibs, I think it is. I think it is Nibs. And that's down our alley right here in the hood. Their own version of Nutella, and it's really awesome.
It's great. Everybody's talking about your shop, and you're open these incredible hours, 8 in the morning till midnight?
Yep.
And how do you guys do it? I mean, that's kind of a long stretch. Do you guys live there?
Yeah, we live upstairs. Even though, in the future, we're probably going to move out. Place we got to expand. And, as much as we love living in the house, it is a Waffle House right now officially, but as much as we love living here, we got to get another larger place eventually.
Can I ask you where you guys are from? Are you guys originally from Eugene?
No, we're not. We've been a few different places. For each one of us actually was born somewhere else. I personally was born in Belgium. Lived in Israel for a while, lived in Boston for about 12 years, kind of hopped around the world. This time specifically, we drove up from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in San Francisco, too. Great little town. It's kind of gotten too big, though. Tell me, how'd you come up with the idea of having a shop called Off the Waffle?
What, the name?
Yeah. Well, first of all, where do you get the name?
Well, just hanging out and thinking about names. We were shooting around a few names, and I remember we were in a car at some point, and don't tell anybody I said this, but I have this collection of Michael Jackson CDs on my MP3 player.
Yeah, oh, of course.
and I rolled across one of the songs, and I was like, maybe we should call it Off the Waffle.
Well, it's a great name. And so when did you guys start the business, and how did you come up with the brainstorm of serving these great Belgian waffles?
Well, we just kind of began experimenting because we liked them so much, making them for a few years, and eventually got to the point where we wanted to share them. So we started sharing them. People started liking them. Good things started to happen there.
Could you tell me some of the ingredients that go into your waffles? What? Because I know this. You got this great sugar on the outside.
Yeah, that's kind of our one of our key ingredients called pearl sugar. We imported from Belgium. Well, that is basically small clusters of very special sugar. That has a certain consistency, and it's a specific type of sugar that we use with higher quality than most. So,
and you have that imported in?
Yeah, we've got that imported in from Belgium. Besides that, we have a ton of local. I mean, obviously, we try to go as local and organic as possible. We're not 100% organic, but that's really just little stuff like the yeast, mostly we get our stuff locally.
The mix that you make the waffle with, you make it with, is it Norris Dairy milk?
Norris Dairy, exactly.
Yeah, and what else?
Best milk ever.
What else goes into the mix? I don't want to, like, you don't have to tell your trade secrets, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Generally, what do you put in your waffles?
Wheatland flour. We try to make, we have white and whole wheat, but For the past couple of weeks, we've just been making mostly whole wheat because we try to make it white once in a while, and people come in, they're you know, making faces at us.
Well, I prefer
so, you know, there's the flour, there's the, sure, we got some stuff from, Singing Dog. What else? We got butter, also from Norris. Really, really great butter. If you just kind of stick your finger in the butter and taste the actual butter. Do you ever get around to doing that?
Oh, no. I've only gotten as far as your waffles, and I'll tell you, that blueberry goat cheese waffle I had last week was really something, you know. And the thing about your waffles is, I mean, there's probably people going, why is Reverend Mark Time talking to off the waffle about something as mundane as waffles? But people think of, like, Eggo and things like that. Your waffles are Belgian-type waffles. They're served in a paper sack, and they're kind of like a street food-type waffle. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. Well, what you commonly see around the United States is what people claim to be a Belgian waffle, which is just, even that, it's an Americanized version of the waffle. It's not very similar. It's kind of just like, you know, weird and consistency. It's probably made out of pancake batter. A real Belgian waffle is much tastier. Our waffle is more specific than a Belgian waffle. It's called a Liège waffle. Liège is just a city, and actually a province also in Belgium. And that's our style. It's like denser, sweeter, got that melted pearl sugar on the inside, and what else, and on the outside also. Got that crunchiness to it. That is what, I believe we make probably one of the best, if not the best, Liège waffle.
Yeah,
around, even if you compare us to the people in Belgium.
Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about you guys. We are talking with Dave. Did I get the name Orion right? Is that how you pronounce it, Orion?
Dave Orion. Well, I mean, you want to be like super duper ultra mega correct, it's Orion.
Okay, Dave
so,
Orion.
We just go by Orion, even though people see our red hair and say Orion, which is also fine.
And he's from Off the Waffle down on Van Buren near, what is it, 7th?
7th, and I just want to give a shout out. Is that cool if I give a shout out before I get out of here?
Go for it. If it's illegal, I'll dump you.
Cool. So I just want to give a shout out to first of all the Whitaker folks and Eugene, obviously. Within the Whitaker, I'm doing a special project right now where I need all the web developers, designers, and programmers that I can get. So if you are these people, it is a non-paid project, but it will probably be a really amazing project for all of Eugene, if not Oregon. Please come and grab a waffle.
We can't.
For the rest of you, I hope to see you sometime around these parts.
Yeah, one more thing before you go. I want to talk about your location, the room. When you walk in there, first of all, you guys are piping music. What do your neighbors think about the music that comes out of your place?
Well, right now we don't really have any neighbors. We've got, we've got across the street, we've got a Shell station. They don't seem to mind the music. We've got our next door neighbors, which are never there. And that's about it. Behind us, we've got Eugene Music. Eugene Music is a music shop. They do mostly repairs like for horns and stuff like that. That's their specialty, and they also sell retail stuff, and that's in our building. That's in our house, sort of. Basically it for the neighbors.
And you've got, like, a lending library, too, where you could bring a book in and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's good that you brought that up, actually. We have a free book exchange, which is wonderful. One thing I would like to mention is that if you do come in and try to bring a book that you think people would enjoy, and I don't mind that it's a library full of, you know, not so good books. That's what happens when you make a free book exchange. We do have a lot of good books also. If any of you out there have toys, I'm trying to start a free toy exchange as well as a free music or movie exchange. you know, it would be nice to get some toys in here, and I'll hook you up with a free waffle also for that. And DVDs, if you have any, I'll hook you up with a free waffle. CDs, try to bring as local as you can get, local music. People have been doing that, and that's great, but I don't have enough to make an exchange out of it.
I do want to mention your brother, it's not just you, it's you and Omer, right?
And my father also, his name is Shimon.
All right, and big props to those guys as well. And, I guess you guys have to go and make breakfast, don't you?
Yeah, as we have been for the past few hours, a ton of people rolling by here.
Yeah.
How you guys doing over there at the radio station?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We're going to be moving our transmitter and increasing our power this year. So you'll be hearing a lot more of KWVA. Well, thank you, Dave, from Off the Waffle, for talking to me, the Reverend Mark Time. And, it's been great. I really appreciate you coming on the air.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. And we got a song about waffles. It's called Do You Like Waffles by Perry Grip. Let me see if I could put this on. Hey, see you later, Dave.
See you later.
All right, so that was...
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! 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 Waffles!
Dip, 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 can't wait to get a mouthful.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Okay, I would like to just mention that last segment is not an endorsement of any commercial enterprise or any business. KWVA is a nonprofit station. We don't endorse any particular businesses in particular. We really can't. But I thought maybe the audience, for entertainment purposes, might like to find out a little bit of the story of the guys from Off the Waffle. And I really appreciate Dave for coming on the show and talking to me here on The Hangover about waffles. Back to cheesecake. We're going from waffles to cheesecake. This record is called Taboo, and it's by Chief Walotki and his Afro drummers. In reality, probably a bunch of L.A. session musicians, right? And this is a cool cover because it's a woman with this, like, low-cut gold dress, but a very close-up picture of course, her blue eyes and her ruby-red lips and her blonde hair with a big tiki pole right next to her. And the words Taboo sort of on fire on Silver Seal Records. Yes, this is a stereophonic record. I love it. And we're listening to a track called Hope. You know, every week I try to play a track by the Kinks, and I've been kind of entranced with this song, this latest song. This is from a CD by the Kinks called Off the Bone. I hope you enjoy it.
Don't forget to dance. no, no, forget it for a while. Cause darling, darling, I bet you danced a good one in your time. And if this were a party, I'd really make sure the next one would be mine. Yes, you, the broken heart. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while. Just goes to show what you can achieve with the right attitude. As you pass them by, they whisper their remarks one to another. And you give them the eye, even though you know that you could be their mother. You do the thing you love the best. What separates you from the rest? And what you love to do the most? And when they ask me how you dance, I say that you danced real close. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while.
I look forward to the day when you again be here.
More Cheesecake music. Bob Thompson, On the Rocks. Nice cover. This is the title track. And yes, this time it's a brunette sitting in a drink. Yeah, that's right. She's sitting on ice cubes in a glass. And she is wearing like a black bra and black bikini underwear. Looking gorgeous. Yes. From the Mark Time Cheesecake Collection. And today's theme has been cheesecake and waffles. Before that, we heard a woman that'll be on the show next week. Yes, I've got to talk about this because it's Easter next week. Time for spring, and that means what's coming? Summertime. And this woman's music is great summertime pop. She's from Vancouver. We heard Vancouver Rain by Lori Biagini. We'll be on the phone with me, the Reverend Mark Time, on the Sunday Morning Hangover next week. It is Women's Month on the Hangover, April 19th, the week after. Haley Lauren, local jazz artist, featured on the cover of the Eugene Weekly a little while back, and an artist I'm going to play next named Honey Visor. Yes. We heard also the Kinks, Don't Forget the Dance from To the Bone. That's right. And Honey Visor, you know, she will be playing the Museum of Unfine Art on May 1st, but I'm going to have her kind of sitting in on the show the week before. And one of the cool things about her is she sings along to certain records that she brings in. I had her on the show a while back. I'm trying to look for the date on this. I don't know why I didn't write the date down, but this is from a Honey Visor bootleg. That's right. She's a local folk alt country punk artist, but she really likes old rockabilly and show tunes and stuff. On this one, she sings with Janice Martin on a song called Love and Kisses. Hope you like it.
Love and kisses, I don't wanna. Love and kisses, not from you. You can keep your love and kisses till you show me you'll be true. You could sweet talk just right, make me think black was white, make me think day was night, but all along you did me wrong. All the others you see got the same old routine. How could you be so mean? Every sigh was just a lie. Love and kisses, I don't want them. Love and kisses, not from you. You can keep your love and kisses till you show me you'll be true.
Yeah, I don't know how to sing, so I won't sing a lot.
Everybody out on the radio wants to see the awesome dance.
Now it's time to agree. You'll be my honeybee. Take your nectar from me. Be my owner, fly alone. You're romantic. Oh yes, but I couldn't care less if it means I must guess. Where are you and what are you doing? Love and kisses, kisses, not from you. You can keep your loving kisses till you show me you'll be true. You'll be true. True.
On the roller coaster, we're going up the hill. Ready? We're gonna go up over now. Ready? Here we go. Love those stereo effects, don't you? Yeah, this is another Cheesecake cover. 101 strings plus dynamic percussion. She's not naked or anything, but it is this gorgeous blonde playing timpani on the cover. Another 101 strings production called Roller Coaster. You know, I was thinking about Cheesecake and it really made me hungry, like a wolf.
Behind.
Yeah, of course, Duran Duran. Hungry like the wolf. Yeah. Sunday Morning Hangover. This is our last cheesecake selection we're going to be playing for you. It's by a guy named Bianchi and his Jungle Sextet. And the woman on the cover of this one is kind of, well, she's got some sort of clingy, it's almost like a leotard on, and she's upside down with her legs up in the air looking at you. She's on some sort of pillbox seat, and it's called Bianchi Music to Play in the Dark. And this track is Algiers. But the reason I broke in here, and I hope this woman that wanted to know what that song was that earlier in the show, I know it was a long time ago, my friend Marty from Chicago, big props, Marty, for digging out this one. He actually records my shows, and he told me that, see, I knew it was Land of a Thousand Dances that this woman was looking for, but he told me that the artist is Chris Kenner. Chris Kenner is like the original guy that did that song. Chris Kenner. So, ma'am, if you're out there, it's by Chris Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R, but I'm going to email the information to you anyhow. Sunday Morning Hangover, we got just a little while till Radio Tango comes in, but it's springtime, it's time for April showers and, you know, flowers and stuff, and who better to bring in the springtime but Captain Kangaroo.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along.
I have learned to smile when skies are gloomy. Smile no matter what my luck may bring. When I know that trouble's coming to me, here's the happy song I've learned to sing. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know.
It's raining violets.
And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along.
You've been listening to a track composed and conducted by Leroy Anderson entitled The First Day of Spring. This is one of these things where you can play a contest with the person sitting next to you. You know the name of that song, Love Goes Where My Rosemary Grows, or Goes, or something like that. What is it? Here, let me figure this out. I will follow him. By the way, this is Paul Moriart, another Cheesecake artist. Love Goes Where My Rosemary Grows. No, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Okay, so who's the artist? Anybody remember the name? I'll give you the name in a little while because I just love to tease. I love teasing you. This is the Reverend Mark time, teasing you here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And I get a little bit wacky toward the end of the show, and I play things that really have no meaning to anything except this is a springtime theme. Remember, next week on the Hangover, Lori Biagini, Vancouver songstress, 11 o'clock on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Lots of surprises coming up on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And big shout-outs to all of you out there. Thank you for listening. My email has changed. It's marctime@netzero.com if you have any questions. In the meantime, why don't we go rock down to a place called...
Trick Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication. And they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
In 10 minutes, Radio Tango. We've got something by Bon Iver for you. Hope you like it. Yeah, that's Bon Iver Live for Emma. This is the Reverend Mark Time. I hope you have a great day. I want to thank Dave from Off the Waffle for appearing on my program. I got a special Mark Time mashup to close out the show. Stay tuned for Radio Tango.
Rescue. Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
It's the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
They're not fuchsia.
They're chiffon? I specifically said no chiffon. I mean,
they're not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Something about recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Great. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com to find out how.
KWVA Eugene.
Ladies and gentlemen, the unique and world-famous attraction, Singing Dogs.
So many things, and so many places, with so many things. You bring them all along with you, one for each head. Each head, ladies and gentlemen, as it rises up above the rest of the world, you learn as you travel and you see everything, because traveling is the only way to travel. And when I think of traveling, I can't help but think of Africa. Africa. I cannot say it with my one head. I must say it with all three. There, now I feel much better. It seemed as though all the animals had indigestion at the same time.
What do you know? I sprouted another head.
What a lovely place, full of excitement and intrigue, with such wonderful cities and metropolises and places of activity such as Naboomspruit and that wonderful city that was named after Strauss, the Waltz King, Umtata. Um-ta-ta, 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 Oh, what feelings burst through my veins as I walk in this wonderful, romantic, exciting area. And such beautiful place as Bloemfontein, not to be mixed with Joan Fontaine. They're not related at all. And Umshlanga. Oh, what a place, Umshlanga. And Bulawayo. Oh, this Bulawayo. Bulawayo, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was the city that inspired that wonderful tune. Bulawayo, hey, oh. You come back from the mountaintop. Oh, and Durban, that which you hear and you read, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's why I'm recording. You see, I have many messages to tell my friends on Mars.
Pinkas Junior Leader, Pinkas Junior Leader.
My leader is right here, and he comes from a wonderful town, the town of Springs. Springs, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful town right near Johannesburg in South Africa. And this town is affectionately called by those that know the town as Boyo. But it is not spring, ladies and gentlemen, it's plural, Springs. Boyo, Boyo. Of course, we knew that all the time. And then there's such wonderful places such as Nigel, Hermelo, Perez, and Krugersdruckverdumbrunbrunzauchumkrell. That really wasn't a city, that was a sickness spelled backwards. What a beautiful place. And Verini King, ladies and gentlemen, did you ever live until you've seen Verini King, ding, 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 ding. Oh, such places. And Lady Smith, which is not to be mixed up with Mr. Smith. At least, not since the operation. And then, one day, oh, what a memory this is, while walking around in the wilds of Johannesburg, South Africa, I saw a swinging cat come over to me. He was a witch doctor. His face was all beautifully painted with wonderful symmetrical designs. All kinds of ornamental bones and jewels and cloths were about him. He walked over to me, and suddenly, I didn't know what to expect. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and suddenly, he started to sit down at a bunch of bones. He picked up two hammers, and he started to go,
"Busy, busy, busy, get your big fat foot off me! Get your big fat foot off me! It may be thrilling you, but it sure is killing me!
Oh yeah, 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 baby, 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 baby blues! Oh yeah, 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 baby blues! And here you go, here you go, here you go, buddy, yeah, mama, do da da.
And all of a sudden, his little boy came out. His little child came out from his little hut, and he looked around, and he got excited. It was contagious. We were all going mad. The beat was just too much for us to control ourselves. And the little boy, he looked up, and he picked up his wonderful little Kritchiklum. Oh, that beautiful Kritchiklum, ladies and gentlemen. There was no other Kritchiklum like it. And he picked it up, and suddenly... Then he got excited, and he started to play on a new kind of xylophone. It was an empty skull with hi-fi in it. Oh, what a beautiful sound. Next thing I knew, it was me. It was me that was due. When all of a sudden he ran over to me, and he started to talk to me, and he said... which means, this is the end.